From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting the United States will need more troops in Iraq and Syria to defeat Islamic State. Speaking Friday at a special session at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter called for continued U.S. boots on the ground in Iraq and Syria to beat Islamic State. He added that the U.S. allies will need to contribute more to the fight.
We have a very specific plan, and if you think about it in World War II newsreel terms, you know, and arrows on maps, you should be thinking of an arrow going to Mosul, capturing Mosul, and an arrow going to Raqqa in Syria and capturing Raqqa, the so-called capital.
The defense secretary said that rooting out Islamic State in Iraq and Syria remains a top priority, as well as defeating IS operatives in the United States and other countries. The United States is urging world powers and corporations to expand their efforts to help those affected by the global refugee crisis. As VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins reports, Secretary of State John Kerry outlined measures at the World Economic Forum.
Focusing on the plight of refugees, Secretary of State Kerry recalled the image of a young Syrian boy who drowned as his family was trying to reach Greece. He urged world leaders attending the forum in the picturesque Swiss Alps to support efforts to double the global number of refugees who are resettled. He said the U.S. appeal would culminate with a refugee summit hosted by President Barack Obama during the U.N. General Assembly. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Davos.
For more on these stories, please log on to our website. That's voanews.com. This is VOA News.